Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101. I am one of your hosts, Robin Seegers, and the other host is my husband.
Yeah. It was me, Errol Seegers.
And yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. And this session is our final step on your financial journey. This session is about putting your plan into action. So we're going to do a quick recap of the other five steps, okay? The first step was financial assessment that was recorded on January 25th. And your financial assessment is taking a look at your financial state as you are right now, and then taking a look back at how do you feel about money, how you were raised about around money. Was it a good experience? Was it a negative experience? Take into consideration everything regarding your relationship with money. That's what your financial assessment is. And then taking a look at where you are currently with your in your financial state. Then the second step was setting realistic goals, which was recorded on February 22nd. Now, these are goals that you set that you want to achieve in, on your financial journey. It can be short term, long term, there's midterm. You set those ranges of when you want to achieve goals and make them realistic. Don't make them so big and that you can't achieve them and you give up. So be realistic and take baby steps in setting goals. Then, and go back and listen to all of these. And step three is identify your income and expenses, recorded on March 15th. So that one was about listing all your income, all your expenses, putting it down on paper, really, so you can see where you are currently with your finances. And this is not an easy step because you have to really, it would take you probably a couple months to do this. Because they're going to be things that you consider expense that you forget about to write down.
Yeah, small things.
Small things. So this step may take you a couple months. This whole journey may take you 4 or 5 months. And that's okay. And so once you do identify your income and all your expenses, then you have to understand needs and wants. And this podcast was posted on April 12th. You have to determine what is a need and what is a want.
Right, which is really good because coming out to identify your income and expenses, those needs and wants are going to fall on the expenses. So that's going to be, that's really a good process. Identify needs and identify income and expenses. But also, when you identify those things, those needs and wants, it's going to help you determine which of those expenses are required and which ones are like, I just want to have. So those two back to back are really a good, powerful messages.
Yes. So go back and listen to those. And then the fifth one was creating your financial plan, which is your budget, was recorded back on May 10th. And that was putting all this into motion. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Sitting down is going to take a couple months. Would you say we're about 3 or 4 months to do all of this?
So let me say this in a way that it may take you 3 or 4 months to get it under control, but put into motion starts day one.
Right.
So
right.
as far as what you're saying, trying to capture everything to get everything finalized and tweak things, it may take 3 or 4 months. But as far as putting it into motion, once you've done all these steps, you put it into motion day one. And
right.
Then you tweak it from month to month. And sometimes you may tweak it, in the middle of the month when you discover something like, wow, all right, just note that thing down. And then for next month, you can make those changes. So It really starts day one, and then from that point moving forward, you make adjustments each month.
So you make adjustments as you go along. And this is like a living document, if anybody's ever heard of that. That means it's constantly growing, constantly changing.
Right.
It's never finalized. So don't ever get write something down and feel that it's written in concrete and you can't change it. It's a living document, meaning you can change it and update it and revise it as much as you need to fit your life.
Right. And it is a good thing to actually to review it every month. You may set a budget 3 or 4 months, 12 months out, but you're going to look at that budget every month to make changes. So you may make it a year out. You may make it 6 months out. You may make it 3 months out, but you have to look at it every month and make changes, because that's going to affect everything that falls after that first month. You know, you forget, oh, my car tax due this month. Forget all about that. Boom, you got to change the budget. All right. Oh my God, I had an emergency, I had a flat tire, get a new tire, boom, got changed the budget. You know, you may have death in the family, you gotta go somewhere and travel, changing the budget. So those things are always gonna change, you know, when things come up. And somebody might say, oh, it's an emergency, I got that plan. True, but now you gotta replenish that budget. You're taking money out, now you gotta put it back. Still impacts the budget, your financial freedom.
Right. So just remember, as you come up with unexpected expenses and you have to take away from your budget, always think about replenishing that. If you came up with $100 you had to take out for an emergency, automatically come up with a plan to put that $100 back. Make an adjustment somewhere to put that $100 back. Don't think just because I spent it, oh, well, it's gone and there's nothing else for me to do. There's always, as you spend unexpectedly, you need to have a plan to replenish that.
Right.
So you always should stay on top of things. So that's why we say it's a living document, because you're always making adjustments. So this session was really to just tell you to get started. Get started on all the steps. Mm-hmm. Get started on your financial journey. Take these steps. And the best thing to do is write it down, definitely. Because we think we can just have it in our head. No, write it down. You got to see this in your face daily. Find an accountability partner, somebody that's good with money, that can walk alongside you and encourage you and motivate you to stay on this journey, and then you can see them doing well, making you want to do well.
Right. Now, let me say something real quick about, you know, you're talking about emergency, because that can really mess things up. You can go along the way and have everything is done right. And someone wants to ask me, if I have emergency money, you know, if something happens to it, do I need to put it back, put money back in? I'm like, yes, you know, because you want to restore it. Emergencies are unplanned, but you're planning for the unplanned event. Sounds kind of crazy, right? You know, because you're planning for something to happen. You just don't know when it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, that emergency is unexpected, but your plan for it is not expected. So we're saying, don't be caught off guard. But when it happens, you just take care of that emergency, which is going to catch you off guard. It happens, but you got money and the kitty to take care of it. So.
So
this happened to one of my customers just this past week. She had an emergency that popped up. She had to go somewhere and fly out somewhere. And I was like, "You got the money?" And she's like, "Wow, felt so good to have the money in my hand. And I have to borrow for somebody. I have to go beg for somebody. I have to go ask for somebody. I can fund it myself. I funded my own emergency." And the feeling that this person had was incredible. And they just sent me a text, "Thank you." And so now they understand the principle behind emergencies and planning. Guess what's going to happen now? That thing's going to kick into overdrive, because now they had an event that happened to them, and now they can say, "Oh, okay, I get this now. This is a good feeling." So when that thing happens, your overdrive, it kicks into overdrive as far as you want to save money, you want to plan, you want to sit down, you want to do things better. It just takes one thing that triggers it, and then you may have things in motion, but this is going to really get you to grab hold onto it and understand it, apply it, and do it. You know, you can do it. You can map out how you want to do things from 1 to 6 months. But until you actually sit down and carry those tasks out, it's just a piece of paper that you get in front of you. It's on an Excel spreadsheet. It's on a board somewhere. It is not true till you make it come to life. That's what Robin and I are saying. It stands right here. Put your plan into motion. And that is like saying, that is the right saying. I'm going to save $10 a week. You save $10 a week. If you put it on the board, you're going to save $10 and you don't do it. Your plan is still not in motion. It's just sitting there waiting for you to activate it. You have to activate that plan to make it work, to make it start. Every day you delay it, you're delaying with your savings, you're delaying your financial freedom. Every time you delay yourself, you're delaying how free you can be and how soon you can be free financially.
That is so true. No, that is
in my spirit there to say that. So
yeah, that it is what you're saying is so true, because a lot of people have good intentions, but they're not putting it into action, those good intentions. Mm-hmm. And then they down the road regret not doing it months ago. Mm-hmm. But even if you still have that regret, that doesn't mean don't start. It's too late. It's never too late. Say right. You feel bad today because you should have started it weeks ago. Start today.
Yeah. I always say this here. Every household has a CFO, a chief financial officer, because someone has been in charge of the finances. Every household has to have one. If you don't have a CFO, a chief financial officer in your house, something's wrong, because someone has to be accountable for the money. If you have two of them, great. You can work together on those things. But someone has to be identified, someone has to take the plan in place, and someone has to be accountable for those things when you do those things. And don't get upset when things happen. You know, it's a plan. It's not actually concrete. You make note, and you make changes, and you move on. You really do.
Right. And none of this is perfect. Just because the way we're saying it, it's not going to be perfect. It can get real messy at times. But yes. Just know that long as you're intentional about it, long as you are determined to do better and be better, then you can do it. You're going to fall off the wagon here and there, which is okay. You just get back up and get back on the wagon and start from there. Don't beat yourself up. Don't get down on yourself, because we've had clients get down on themselves because they messed up. It's okay, because we're human. We're going to mess up. The thing is what you're going to do from this point. Are you going to continue to mess up, or are you going to, now that you know better, you're going to do better?
Yeah, it's all about decision making. Sometimes it's you have the money, but you're just not making the best decisions for your situation. And sometimes you don't have the money, and you still don't make the best decision for your situation. So you got to learn to make the right decision, whether you're in a good place or not so good place. If you're financially blessed or you're not blessed. People say, well, I'm making money and have a plan. You're exactly why you need to have a plan.
Because,
so you can see where you are and what you're going to move out of and what you're going to move into. You know, I have clients that say, man, I want to get me a house someday. How soon? 6 months. Okay, let's start with listening to your FICO score. What's that? Okay, let's start even lower than that. You know, so a lot of times people want to do things, and it's you got to figure out where you are and know where you're going, and then we're going to try to help you figure out the in-between. You know you're here. You know you want to get to Z. How do we fill in the B to the Y? That's what we try to do. It's filling the gap. You know, sometimes you do got to work. You got to work backwards. You know, you figure out, I want to get here, but I'm here, so how do I get there? It sounds easy because it's easy to talk about it. Does not mean it's going to be easy. It can be very challenging. I think everybody's up for the challenge once they put their best effort in and they see what they're doing. But if you're just going by just to see your pants, your plan in action is going to be a plan in action on the table at all times. These classes that, you know, the Raleigh North Christian office, the financial learning experience class, which teaches us 6 weeks. We do those classes. Those are great classes. They help you put a plan in action, help you realize where you are financially and then move forward. Sometimes it's just a wake-up call. Sometimes you just be shook and waking up, you know. And it may take you a while to write things down. But I think once you get around the right people, the right crowd, you start hearing things, you want to do better. I'm not saying compare yourself to somebody else. I'm saying to see where you are in life and where you want to be and make changes. Because when you surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that are, want to do positive things, want to do good, and are financially blessed, and you start hearing these things like, you know what? Where did this, where did this information from? And you want to start doing better. You can start with just small steps, you know, and they got to be so strict and so tightly wound up that, you know, you can't live, because you got to live when you're putting this plan into motion. But mm-hmm. you got to start. You got to start.
Yes, yes. And we had a client that, oh my goodness, for over a month, they struggled. Oh, they struggled, because if they had 20 cents, they had to spend 15 of that. And mm-hmm. they struggled for, it was at least 4 to 5 weeks before they were like, okay. I mean, and we were talking to them regularly, and they still had that mentality. And then one mm-hmm. day it clicked, and it was like, okay. And then they started getting on board slowly but surely. They still had that urge to spend, but slowly but surely they started making steps towards moving towards their financial freedom. And now they're on board. It's not going to happen overnight. It's just not. None of us is geared. Some of us are geared like that, but most of us are not. That switch is not going to happen that quick.
It's that mindset. Because mm-hmm. if you don't have anything, you're not used to having money in your pocket. So it's a regular feeling. So you're like, I'm used to not having no money in my pocket. I'm used to begging from people, borrowing people, and lending back and forth. But then when you start seeing that first 500 in your account, like, oh, I got 500 in my account. How can I double that? Okay, oh, now I got 2,000 in my account. Okay. Oh, I'm doing something. So now you start to say, okay, I got money in my account. And the only thing I did was make wise decisions. Okay. Let me treat myself a little bit, but I'm also going to not treat myself like I used to. I'm going to dial it down a little bit. Oh, this is getting bigger. This is getting better. Oh, my plan in motion is really working now. Oh, wow. Now I got a lot of money in my account. Wow. I guess that skirt I really don't need. I guess those pair of shoes I don't need. I guess I don't need to buy those big old speakers for my house. You know, I guess, I can do without this now. They start having a mindset change, shifted across the whole entire board.
And I can attest to that, because that was me. I bought into this plan with my husband, but I was like, okay. But as I saw the money growing in the account, I was like, holy cow, let's do this thing. And I started like, okay, I don't need this. We don't need to do that. He was like, hold up, we need to live. I'm like, no, turn this off, shut this down. I like to see the money in the account. But he reeled me in and showed me that, no, we still need to live. So we'll make small adjustments as we go along, and then we'll keep assessing things. But I'm telling you, it does get a hold of you. Once you start seeing your money growing, it gets a hold of you, and that's all you want to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a mindset. I always tell people it is about the budget, but it doesn't start with the budget. It starts with yourself first. It truly starts with the person, the individual. And a lot of times people are like, you know, this budget ain't working. I'm like, oh, you ain't working. Not physically working a job. I mean, working the plan. And they're like, what? So I always try to work on a person's mindset, see where they are. I always try to learn the roots of their behavior, where they grew up from, what did they used to have back in the day, what they're not used to having, how's your lifestyle now, how are you trying to live your lifestyle, who's feeding into you. So once I get a good history of that, so they're saving money, they're saving the receipts for 30 days, but I'm saving the conversation. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, okay, so now I know I got a history of this person's background, just from an everyday conversation. That's not even asking questions, just talking back and forth. You know, having like you and I sitting at the table having coffee. How was your day today? Oh, my brother asked for this. Your brother asked for what? Asked him for $100. Did you give it to him? I sure did. No, your brother $100. So what you do? It happened like that. And I'm like, why did you give it to him? I'm like, okay, note that. Your brother $100. So okay, does it every month? Every month, extra money. Okay, note that too. You give it to him. I do every month. I'm taking time to give that money. Okay, you gotta take care of the brother right now. That's too much money. I know those things. So what did I do? I come with a plan to put it in action. I put my plan in action. What did I do? I say, hey, so I know you love your brother, and he comes to you every month. but you always shorten your bills. So let's see what we can do about, I'm not saying you're going to cut them off right now, but eventually, 6 month goal, 3 month goal, 2 month goal, we're going to do that. So let me work on you mentally and figure out why you have to do these things for a brother or sister. Then we start talking these things. Okay, let's have a conversation with brother now. What can we do for brother that look, stop coming back to you every month? Because that money can go to you. And they build up confidence and just say, hey, I can't do this no more. I can give you 50 this month. Can you get it to the next month? 25. And then let you know they're done. But that plan of action is my plan of action to help their plan of action to move forward. So I don't have a plan of action to help you. But it comes to a conversation a lot of times. And sometimes it's not easy. It is some hard decisions.
Yeah.
Hard decisions.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's family decisions.
Mm-hmm.
My family going, they going to Las Vegas. Can I go? No, you get the money for it. I put on a credit card so you can make somebody else rich. So I always say this right here, my plan of action. If you know you're going to go somewhere, even if you know you're not going somewhere, eventually you're going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So why not save that money a little bit at a time, $50 here and there, and have that money. So when it's time to go, you either got all of it or part of it. This way, guess what? You put in a credit card, guess what? Now you got a budget for that credit card. It's the same when you budget for a credit card or you're budgeting for a trip. It's the exact same money. Am I not? Am I right?
Yeah.
So why not budget for an event? Budget for an advance, then after the fact. Why? Because if you look at the numbers, they got more people on credit card debt than they have ever had in the history. I was like, wow. Credit card people are smiling and happy. Ooh. They said, yeah, here's our plan. Our plan is for y'all to make us rich. That's what the plan is. That's their plan of action. Mm-hmm. That is their plan of action. So, y'all, our plan of action is to not make them rich, but make ourselves rich. It's to put it on paper, make it plain, and work it. Work it, work it, work it. I'm so sorry. I get caught up on plan of action. You know I have my plan of action.
So, no, that's fine. That's fine. So, because people need to hear those words and be encouraged and just go back and listen to each of the steps 1 through 5, and just give thought to those things and start your journey. Start it.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, but nothing worth it is easy. It's going to be hard. Yeah. And it's something
but it becomes easy.
It does become easy. It does become easy. It's not going to be hard always. It's just starting out is hard. That's just like working out. It's hard to get started. But once you get the rhythm of things, you good to go. So this is the same thing. But you have to be intentional. You, like I always say, you're going to pay now or you're going to pay later. But somewhere you're going to pay.
You're going to pay.
That's right. So you might as well make the sacrifices up front. So you'll reap the benefits down the road, or you have fun now, but down the road you're gonna be paying.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just up to us to be intentional. Yeah. Be intentional, peoples, and go back and listen to the other steps. And so that's the end of this session. And I hope to hear some encouraging comments and words from you guys about you starting on your journey. My husband will give you all our social media information so you can hit us up and let us know how you're doing.
Yep. So for podcasts, we are actually on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio. You can find us on Financeology 101. And if you don't want to download those apps, you can actually go to our website, giftedgenerations-llc.com/podcast, and you can listen to it right from your phone from my website. We have a Facebook page that is Gifted Gen LLC. Instagram post is gift.gen. Our YouTube is at Gifted Generations LLC. And like I said before, we're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And we also have a Twitter handle. It's going to pick up some momentum. So right now, it's not got a lot of traction, but we know we're going to get a lot of traction because this information is important. So help us spread the word. It's at GiftedGen 2019. And of course, our website itself is giftedgenerations-llc.com. As we always say, what, Robin?
Don't forget the dash.
Get that dash because you don't know where you may end up. So thank you for a great session again. Appreciate you guys.
I just wanted to give one quick side note that out on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, I always try to provide additional financial information, articles you can read, statistics you can read, all sorts of information that will help you on this journey. So whatever topic we're talking about on the podcast, I find articles and information to post on social media, so it all ties in together.
Right.
So go out there and check out our social media handles and like and share and download and all that good stuff, because we try to get you on all angles. So thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Kind of like it's kind of like a self-help posting. just to help yourself.
Yeah.
So good job. Good job.
So thank you, everyone. And as always, have a wonderful night.
And thank you. Have a good evening.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.